I'm going to put up some repeat after these urgent here. Today's date is 3/19/2025. Dictation is for Miss Stacy Madsen. Madsen spells M-A-D-S-E-N. Stacy spells S-T-A-C-E-Y. Date of birth is 06/03/1971. This is a 53-year-old female here at right forearm pain, period. Patient stated this occurred approximately, this started approximately 3 or 4 hours ago when she tripped and fell onto her outstretched hand, period. Says pain is located in the lateral surface of her distal radius. Described pain as sharp, rated pain 7/10, worse with motion and touch. Said pain is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies neck pain, denies headache, denies abdominal pain, denies chest pain, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Says she's eating and drinking well. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. The social history endorses occasional alcohol use, denies tobacco or drug use. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, medication is none. Next paragraph, allergies none. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented. Mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure 142 of 85. Pulse 101. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.9. Period. Next paragraph. Right wrist and forearm. Semicolon. There is no scaphoid tenderness to palpation. Next paragraph. She has some tenderness to palpation in the lateral surface of her distal radius. There is mild edema. Next line, she has full range of motion of her wrist with moderate discomfort. Next line, radial pulse is present, regular rate and rhythm, cap refill less than 2 seconds. Next line, there is no deformity. Next line, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck full range motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is right forearm pain. Assessment number two, distal radius fracture. Patient has a brace, a Velcro brace for a wrist that extends to her distal one-third of her forearm. She declines splinting. She will be sent to Dr. Munir Shah, orthopedic surgeon, for 4D evaluation and intervention. Patient declines pain medication. She says she has some anti-inflammatory at home. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation. Patient was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if pain is unbearable, or to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.